police, over 170 St. Paul businesses looted, damaged during riots. By Catherine Rodriguez on May 30, 2020. Police confirmed the looting or destruction of over 170 businesses in St. Paul, Minnesota. During riots this weekend, allegedly over a police officer killing resident George Floyd. The department tweeted Thursday night that their officers were continuing to work with federal, state, and local agencies, as well as the local fire department to control the violence that erupted during the day. Thankfully, no reports of serious injuries, officers wrote. Come on the horizon. During the day on Thursday, the areas around University Avenue were destroyed by looters, vandals, and rioters who allegedly threw rocks, bricks, and bottles at officers in their squad cars. St. Paul Mayor Melvin Carter urged residents to stay home as tensions erupted downtown. Please stay home. Please do not come here to protest. Please keep the focus on George Floyd, on advancing our movement, and on preventing this from ever happening again. We can all be in that fight together, the mayor tweeted. The looting began when 50 to 60 people attempted to overrun a Target store in the Midway neighborhood of St. Paul before groups began moving east on University Avenue, KMSP reported. St. Paul Police Chief Todd Axtell said police officers responded to the situation at the Target around 11:30 a.m. The alleged looters dropped the goods they had in their hands and then fled the scene. Not too long after that encounter, another group of people tried to loot a Foot Locker store on University Avenue across the street. Police intervened once more, causing a standoff between the police and the protesters. More accounts of looting and protesting were reported on University Avenue. Fires were reported at a TJ Maxx location and at a Napa Auto Parts store. State senators and staffers were told to leave the state capitol complex for fears the looters and the rioters would be headed that way. St. Paul Public Schools also canceled their meal delivery and pickup services, as well as essential child care services to protect workers and their families, according to a spokesperson for the district.